So I guess one issue might be this idea of short-term novel agent therapy or combinations. You know, maybe that might offer sort of an FCR-like short-term model.
I think so, but again, the same point as earlier with some of the other trials is that the way these combination studies are being designed, they're demonstrating high rates of response and undetectable disease, but there's definitely a trade-off. And when you look at the AE data for a combination like ibrutinib and venetoclax, it's certainly much higher than either agent alone. And I think that the question that will always remain outstanding in my mind, and just using that as an example, is do we use all of our best agents together, or is there really a value in giving these agents in sequence with one another? And you could look at the data from the RESONATE-2 trial, which was the frontline ibrutinib trial. We're at 5+ years, and we still haven't reached the median PFS. You could look at the MURANO or the venetoclax data, which is available following ibrutinib or idelalisib. You're looking at a minimum median PFS of 24 and a half months. So you start to argue, 50, 60 median PFS for ibrutinib, 3 years with venetoclax. How do you come up with a combination that starts exceeding that when you start thinking about the PFS in sequence? So I think the combinations may offer a window into short duration of therapy, but we also really don't know a lot about the side effects. And the big question in my mind is when you give drugs like ibrutinib, venetoclax, and obinutuzumab together, what does resistance look like in that patient if and when they finally progress? Is it driven by BTK or BCL2? Are they CD20 refractory? We barely understand the biology to resistance to any of these agents by themselves. So I think it's uncharted waters. And regardless of how many of these studies are published and how spectacular the data look, until we have some more randomized data or sequencing questions answered, I'm a little bit hesitant to jump on that bandwagon.